I want to be back home. But where is my home? There are places in Russia that were of special importance in Tchaikovsky's life, related to his professional development, creative maturity, and many landmarks in his destiny. His young years passed in St. Petersburg. This was the period of his studies in the School of Law and in conservatory, from 1850 to 1865. There he worked as an officer in the Ministry of Justice, became a professional musician, and debuted as a composer. It was also there, many years later, that he saw years of glory after the brilliant staging of Sleeping Beauty, The Queen of Spades, The Nutcracker, and Iolanta. His last symphony also premiered in St. Petersburg, and it is here that Tchaikovsky was to finish his life's journey. He is buried in Alexander Nevsky Lavra. His Moscow period, from 1866 to 1878, is the period of development and flourishing of his creative work, of the variety of his talents as a composer, a teacher, and a man of letters. This was the time of finding good friends who supported his career as a musician, providing material and spiritual support. Moscow was the place of numerous landmark premieres, the first four symphonies, three quartets, Romeo and Juliet, Francesca da Rimini, Swan Lake, Eugene Onegin, and many other compositions that brought him popularity and respect. Special places of Moscow are the places connected with Tchaikovsky's Moscow addresses and his private life. One of the apartments that he rented in the Krudinskaya Square houses our museum today. In this district nearby, there was the Church of St. George on Malaya Nikitskaya Street, where the composer got married, and some other of his rented apartments. Moscow became Tchaikovsky's musical motherland. This city that was native for him spiritually turned out to be his native city by his historic roots. His direct ancestors by maternal lines were Muscovites. The Ukrainian town Kamenka of Kiev province is another important place in Pyotr's life. After his sister Alexandra got married and moved to her spouse's family estate, the composer from 1865 was often a guest of the Davidovs. Short visits followed the long ones, and leisure time was combined with intensive creative work. In Tchaikovsky's time, the place still remembered Pushkin, who had once stayed there as well. The elder Davidovs, who knew the great poet, were still alive, and his favorite places on the estate remained untouched, as they used to be. About 30 compositions, fully or partially created in Kamenka, belong to Tchaikovsky's cultural heritage. In 1885, the Klin district of Moscow became Tchaikovsky's main residence. Alexei Safronov, the composer's servant, descended from these places and knew them well. Following his recommendation, Pyotr would choose all his Moscow province residences. Daches in Maidanovka, an estate in Frolovskaya, the house in Klin. The last masterpieces were created here, namely Sleeping Beauty, The Nutcracker, and the Fifth and Sixth Symphonies. But what is most important, in Klin and its vicinity, Tchaikovsky experienced the previously almost unknown feeling of being in his own home. Pyotr began thinking about his own home rather early, in 1878, after he left the conservatory. But in the following years, he lived mostly abroad, in hotels and private boarding houses. Gradually, Tchaikovsky came to understand that he needed his own house that would fully meet his needs and his taste. The notion of a house for him was a combination of such obligatory factors as coziness, comfortable conditions for work, the beauty of the surrounding nature, and proximity to the two capitals. In March 1884, Pyotr began looking for a proper house, because by that time his financial status allowed him to have a place of his own, be it a rented estate or a house of his own. In one of his letters, the composer described his dream in detail, point by point. I do not need any land. In other words, what I need is a nice home, with a garden, but not a young garden. The river is absolutely welcome. If there is a forest, the better for it. This dacha or a farm should be a standalone place, not something surrounded by other dachas, but what is essential. It must be located close to the station, so that Moscow is always within reach. The most important condition, however, is that the location is beautiful. If the house stands in the lowland and there is no sight from the window, it does not meet my requirements. Alas, Pyotr's dreams to have a house of his own in the full sense of the word never came true. All the dachas and estates that he rented since 1885 did not fit him by this or that detail. In this hall, there is a projection of a well-known photo of Tchaikovsky in Frolovskaya, in the garden of the estate that he rented. Only the last house he rented in the outskirts of Klin was close to his ideal, but the composer never had sufficient money to buy it. Tchaikovsky's modest way of life in his Moscow and Moscow suburbs houses was supported by his servants. Altogether in different periods, there were three. Each of them was a part of his everyday life, took care of his routine problems, and knew his master's peculiarities, tastes, and preferences. Their work, not easily appreciated at first glance, was one of the composer's psychological pillars and allowed him to engage in his creative work without thinking about minor domestic problems. Two of his servants were Mikhail Safronov, from 1871 to 1877, and his brother, Alexei Safronov, who became his butler for many years. Mikhail would often accompany his master in his trips abroad, and only once was substituted by Modest Ilyich Tchaikovsky's servant, Nazar Litrov, whom the composer took with him as a companion to Florence, where he worked on the Queen of Spades. Litrov conducted a detailed journal. There are many interesting details about Tchaikovsky's creative process and brushstrokes to his overall portrait. Alexei Ivanovich Safronov was not only Tchaikovsky's servant for many years, but also his close friend and sometimes his confidant. For more than 20 years, their relations were far beyond the typical scheme of a master-servant, but took the form of such non-traditional relations as father-son, teacher-pupil, and even lender-borrower. Safronov was the first to start negotiations with the owner of Tchaikovsky's last house in Klin. After long and difficult negotiations, the house was bought, and in early 1894 it became the property of the ex-servant of the composer who, as it had been agreed in advance, later sold it to Modest Ilyich Tchaikovsky and Vladimir Lvovich Davidov so as to found a museum there. For himself, Alexei Safronov built a wooden house on the bank of the Siestra River where he lived for the rest of his life. In 1920, he became a member of the Society of Friends of the Memorial State of P.I. Tchaikovsky that was established in Klin.